Welcome back to Texans Huddle. As Mark Vandermeer and I continue to talk about the impressive win over the Tennessee Titans, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the running game. Not so much that it stood out so much, but Arian Foster was back and did indeed contribute.
Yeah, you know, they didn't even run for 100 yards in this game, and you would think they would with a franchise record amount of points with 45. It wasn't a shootout. The passing game was going so well. It's just the way the game played out. 99 yards as a team. Arian Foster back, that was good to see. But you know, Alfred Blue can also carry the mail. He did it against Cleveland with over 100 rushing yards in that one. And he's a guy that the Texans have depended on a lot this year. I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
Cuts left, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. There's traffic, 45, 50, and into Giants territory at the 44-yard line.
Hey, Alfred, about three-quarters of the way through the season, your rookie season, what would you kind of say you've kind of learned most in these first in this first 75% of the year?
I would say it's a long season. You just got to keep pushing forward, and you got to take care of your body. I mean, you become a pro. In college, they kind of push you and make you do everything. Now you just got to be a man and do everything yourself. So that's the biggest thing. The biggest adjustment is just making yourself get up and go get treatment and doing different stuff to stay ready to play.
At this point in the season and the amount of carries you've had, the amount of success you've had, the amount of yards you've had, all of that in this year rookie season, are you about where you thought and maybe expected to be? Have you surpassed where you thought you would be? Or have you not done what you thought you'd do?
Coming into the season, I didn't know what to expect. I knew I was going to play a good bit backing up Arian, but as far as the success I had so far, I mean, it's just a blessing. I mean, to get the opportunities that I had in the Cleveland game and the Giants game, getting two starts as a rookie and just having the success on special teams and stuff. I mean, it's just a blessing. I just try to keep pushing forward and build from that.
I don't just want to single out Arian by any stretch, but he would be the obvious one that people would think. But has he or anyone kind of, as a rookie, sort of taken you under their wing and kind of showed you the ropes and how to go about your business?
I would say just about all the vets took me under the wing. Even J-Jo, some of the best on defense, they try to show you, show you the way, show you how to be a pro. And even J-J, he comes, he tell you different stuff, what to do, work out more. Don't just do what they ask of you. Do more. Just want to do more so you can better yourself and help the team win.
What do you want to accomplish or do in these final four games of the season?
I just want to build from what I'm doing so far and try to go out there and help the team get a win. I mean, it would be awesome to be able to go to the playoffs my first year as a rookie and maybe even go to the Super Bowl.
Looking at this Jacksonville team this weekend, what do you see in watching film from their defense as their challenges will be for you guys as an offense?
I think the front four, they're very good up front. And we just got, as a run standpoint, we got to put a hat on our hat and block those guys up front and get to the next level and block the linebackers and the safeties.
What's the mentality for you personally and of you guys as a team with these final four games? It's not going to be easy there, but you're not eliminated. There is still a chance moving forward, and you know you've pretty much got to win out.
I mean, just correct the mistakes and just build from each game. I mean, we had a great game last game. We just got to build from that. Don't get too big-headed. Just stay humble and keep building from that and go into this Jacksonville game. And just go out there and put it all on the line. And like you said, we're not counted out yet, so we still have a chance. So we just got to realize the chance that we have and just build from it.
So, Mark, the expectations, I guess, heading into Jacksonville, Arian, Alfred, a little bit of both, we don't know. But either way, I think we're in pretty good hands.
Day to day, Patty, that's what it is with this team. You just never know who's going to be able to suit up and get out there almost until game time itself. So we'll find out. But great to see Alfred Blue do some good things this season as a rookie. You know, they drafted him in the sixth round, and that was the pick that they got in the Matt Schaub trade with Oakland. So they got something very good for that.
Absolutely. And as we continue to talk about Jacksonville, this is really a pivotal point of the season. As we've mentioned, four games left. Yeah. Not a team to be overlooked by any stretch, even though on paper, record is not so good.
The record's not good, but they beat the Giants last week. The Giants are a team that handled the Texans back in September. And how did they beat the Giants? They were down 21-0. But they turned the Giants over. They're very disruptive up front. They play a tremendous rotation there. All the Texans O-linemen have been saying this might be the best front they faced all year, so you got to be ready for that. And look, last year, Jacksonville swept this football team. You got to have your antenna up ready for this one in North Florida, because I don't even want to talk about next week yet. It's so enticing to talk about the Colts and going up there, the prospect
there.
Of beating
them.
Don't go there. 1 week at a time. Beat the Jags.
1 week at a time. Beat the Jags, and we're going to take a timeout, but don't go away. We've got much more to talk about, not the Colts, when we come back. Stay with us.